Welcome everyone to The Enthusiast Life. I am your host, Mark Turcotte. I'm so glad each and every one of you have decided to make me a part of your day. Well, it is Tuesday, July 28th, 2020. And oh my goodness, does 2020 continue to deliver? This year is just insane. But a little bit more on that here coming up in a bit. But first, I want to set the stage here as always. Don't forget you can follow me on Twitter at Mark Turk. That's M-A-R-K-T-U-R-C. You can email the show, theenthuselife@gmail.com. I'd love to know your thoughts on everything we're talking about today, anything we've talked about in the past, and any topics or guests you want me to have on here on the show. Please let me know. And of course, big shout out to all our Patreon supporters. If you would like to help support the show, you can find that information down in the show notes down below. And that gets you access to our exclusive Discord and of course to our Discord podcast that comes out first for those folks. And then about a week or two later releases into the regular feed. So you guys will be hearing that actually very soon if you're not a Patreon supporter. But again, big thanks to everybody who listens to the show. You guys are continuing to keep me going. I'm actually liking this schedule of doing a show every day. I think it's pretty good. Kind of settling into it. I actually really enjoy it. But all right, let's talk about kind of what's happening here in 2020. And this top story or this top thing I want to talk about, I know a lot of you out there are not sports fans, and I understand that, obviously. But we got to talk some sports here on the show. And more specifically, we need to talk about Major League Baseball. And the reason I bring that up is if you listen to yesterday's episode, I was talking about how great it was to watch some baseball, to watch some Yankees. I mean, well, you know, for a podcast that's entitled The Enthusiast Life, there really is nothing out there outside of like movies and television that draws more enthusiasm than sports. I mean, people that are fans of sports just are all in on their teams. They love every single minute of it, every second of it, consume everything they can. And so we've all been wanting sports to come back under this pandemic, right? It's kind of one of those things that just makes life seem normal, where you can just put the TV on and just see a live sporting event. And we've seen other countries, they've been able to do that with, you know, the the Premier League. We've seen, which is the soccer league over in Europe. We've seen some other things happen here in the States. We've had UFC has been able to be going. We've mentioned wrestling before here on the show. Wrestling's been able to be going. And now here we are. Major League Baseball just had opening day on Thursday, and yesterday we received word that 11 players on the Miami Marlins and two coaches have all tested positive. So what that led to was the Marlins canceling their game last night, which was against the Orioles, and then also the Yankees proceeding to cancel their game, or their game being postponed against the Phillies. The Phillies were the team that the Marlins played all weekend, who these 11 players probably came in contact with the majority of those folks. Now, you know, in yesterday's show, I was kind of laughing, saying if there was any sport where social distancing and all that could take place, baseball's the one, right? Like, baseball's that sport where you could see them not falling over each other and laying on each other and breathing in each other's faces. I mean, I even saw a funny video over the weekend of a guy made it to second. And the second baseman walked over and kind of pulled out some hand sanitizer out of his pocket and gave it to the runner. Such a cool thing to see, right? Well, here we are now where we have a team that has literally had an outbreak. And as of this recording, we don't know if the Phillies players have this. By the time you listen to this, they very well may. So how are we ever going to get through this season? Now, that even brings up the question of the NHL and the NBA. If you're not familiar with following kind of sports right now, what both of those leagues are doing, NHL is in two separate cities, living in their own little bubbles. The NBA is in literally Walt Disney World, kind of at the wide world of sports. Players are in hotels there. They have been told basically to live in this bubble. Any reporters, anybody covering it are also in the bubble. They're being tested constantly. They've been there now for, I think, almost a month. So they should not be coming in contact with anybody else. But we've had one player who's already left the bubble and come back. He now has been kind of, taken off the roster, told he can't play. And then we've also had some other players who had reasons, valid reasons to leave. And one of them had a valid reason to leave. And then a picture was taken of him in a strip club, I believe in Las Vegas or wherever he was. And so they're like, okay, well, now what do we do? Like, he left for a wake funeral, and then we see pictures of him on social media in a strip club. Like, what are they going to do? I don't know. Like, it's just with this whole thing happening, as a fan, we want to see these things succeed. But like that pharmacist in me, that adult in me just says, what are we doing? Like, why are we doing this? I know there is so much money on the line, and that really is what is driving all of this. But how can we continue? Now, baseball's take, and even looking forward to what the NFL is going to do, baseball's on the road. Those players are not living in a bubble. Like, they're actually out on the road, traveling through airports. You know, they're supposed to be testing every day and just being amongst themselves, not being interviewed in person by the press. But here we are now. We have a team that essentially now needs to be on some sort of lockdown for the foreseeable future. Now, most of the team, supposedly in baseball, they have a roster of about 30 players. They kind of had in the cards to have rosters of 60. But still, you're going to bring in these people now who are no longer your stars. And the other thing is, they're not actually telling who these players are that tested positive, obviously due to HIPAA rules, but obviously HIPAA laws here in the States, for those that aren't familiar, it's patient privacy, basically, is what it boils down to. But we're going to know based on who is not out on the field. But if you have now a season that is, yeah, you can play it, but we potentially may not actually have the Miami Marlins out on the field, because you're going to have suddenly these AAA players coming up playing that aren't really the Miami Marlins. You know, they're just kind of players that are filling the spot because the rest of the team is in quarantine for 10 to 14 days. It's just, what are we doing? Like, why is this sport going to happen? And then, like I said, I look forward as a huge football fan, as an NFL fan. How is the NFL possibly going to happen? I mean, if Major League Baseball can't do it, fielding a team of 30 people plus the staff, because in baseball or in the Marlins, there's two coaches now who've tested positive. Obviously, I'm sure they're high risk. They're older than most of the players. Who knows? Like I hope those coaches don't have it to the point where they need to be hospitalized or anything like that. But you look at the NFL, where you potentially have 55, 60 man rosters literally on the road traveling, and then you have to have more players in the wings to come in case someone tests positive, God forbid a whole team or a whole offense tests positive, and then every snap you're literally lining up side by side with the guy next to you. How are we going to do this? Like, it's crazy to me. And look, again, I know a lot of you aren't sports fans, but I would love to know your thoughts. If you're not a sports fan, kind of as an outsider, like, what do you think of this? Like, how are these sports, especially like the NFL, how is this going to happen? I mean, baseball is the one sport where guys really aren't coming into contact with each other. Sure, you're touching the same ball as your teammates, per se. And maybe you have collisions at home plate, and then you have players standing on the bag at first, second, and third, and you're kind of close. Should we start having the first, second, and third baseman and shortstop wearing masks now, or runners wearing masks? Like, is that where we go from here? Especially if suddenly we see these Phillies players who didn't test positive going into the weekend, but then played three games against the Marlins, and now they're testing positive. What does that mean? Like, what does that show us? Does that show us that running the bags in baseball and coming into contact with a player on the field who has it could potentially give it to you as well? Like, I don't know. Like, and again, why are we continuing this? We're in the middle of a pandemic. Like, I just don't understand. And again, I hate to rant about sports on the show, because I know we're typically not a sports show, but I think it's something interesting that, you know, is something that people are enthusiastic about. And here we are now, where we have our first major outbreak. Now, what I did do today to kind of swing it back to what we typically talk about on the show is the idea that maybe the baseball season may now be canceled. And as much as I've loved watching these baseball games, I'm kind of in that baseball mode here over coming out of the weekend. I saw that MLB The Show 20 over on PlayStation was on sale. So what did I do? Went and picked myself up MLB Show 20 earlier today, because I said, you know what? The virus can't infect that. Even if it infects me, I can still continue to play this game here at my house. And I've never played any of these games. And currently, this is the only MLB licensed video game really on the market. So if you want to play an MLB licensed video game right now, MLB The Show on the PlayStation, it's your only way to go. So I kind of doubled down on it. It was $30 from GameStop. So, you know, GameStop doesn't, of course, support the show. But, you know, if you're interested in picking it up, it's over on the PlayStation exclusively. The physical copy was $30. I think PlayStation or the PS Store still had it for $60. But wow. Kind of blown away by the game. Like, it reminds me of those old baseball games, not all the way back to like an RBI baseball, but kind of the original Xbox and even GameCube. There was a GameCube baseball game or a couple games that I think I picked up. It plays great. Like, it's they give you multiple modes on or controls, I think, control schemes to choose from. So kind of like the NHL series has been doing here over the last few years, where you can play NHL 94 mode, where it's basically like pass, shoot, check, done. Like, that's all you need is three buttons. Like, back to the old Sega Genesis NHL 94 days. This kind of does that. You can get your crazy analog hit where you're pulling back the analog stick and swinging and doing all that. Or you can just have the, hey, let me hit up, because I'm kind of going for a power swing and I want it to go in this direction. And as long as my timing is right, they give you three different hits where it's kind of like more of a softer hit, regular hit, power hit, go. And then even the pitching, you can get it down to where if you want to use analog pitching, sure, you can do that. Or here's all these kind of easier options for you to do that. And I think that's awesome. And on top of that, the game just looks gorgeous. Looks great. It's running. I'm playing, of course, on the PS4 Pro in the pseudo 4K, running it at what seems to be at times even almost 60 frames. I mean, you don't quote me on that, but it looks really good sometimes. And player animations are great. The facial features, the way the characters and players look is awesome. It has all their mannerisms down. It just is a really, really slick looking game. The commentary has been great, has been timely. The mode that I'm playing that I think is kind of neat, they have kind of their ultimate team, kind of like Madden has. I think it's called like Diamond Dynasty mode. That's in there. They have another mode which I'm eventually going to get into here. It's called like Road to the Show. You kind of create a character. You go up through the minor leagues. It's kind of an RPG edition. A lot of games are doing this now, like NFL or NFL. NBA 2K does that, where you're kind of creating a character and kind of bringing them through the ranks, leveling them up by playing games, and you're only actually play while you're on the field. I think that's what that mode is kind of here, because it even has you like lifting weights and things like that. Again, I haven't jumped into that mode, but the mode I did play today was Road to October or something like that. It's called Road to October. I think that's what it is. And essentially you start very beginning of the season, pick the Yanks, of course, who are favorites here in this game, because in real life they are favorites here to go to the World Series or at least make the playoffs. And when you jump in, you don't play a whole game. They kind of throw you in at different aspects. So the first game it had me play was opening day against the Orioles, which would have been the real opening day. But of course, due to the pandemic, that's not what happened. But it would have been the real opening day schedule. They put you in the top of the sixth. You're up 4-0. Play the rest of the game. Did that. Won it out. I think I won like 12-0. Awesome. Aaron Judge cranking out home runs. Giancarlo Stanton cranking out home runs. It was just awesome. Then it skips a couple games ahead, simulating it, and then it jumps you into another game where it was tied 2-2 against the Tampa Bay Rays in the top of the eighth. Lets you then take on from there. So it kind of goes through these moments throughout the season. So you can play a whole season, but not have to play the whole season, if that makes sense. You don't have to play the all nine innings, which, you know, sometimes can get a little bit long-winded. It's one thing in like a Madden or NHL where they can kind of speed up the periods or the quarters in football and make those kind of run quicker. In baseball, you can't really do much because it's still throw the ball, you get outs, you get strikes, you get balls. The only thing you can really speed up is kind of you throw a ball, you can quickly hit X and immediately get to where you can pitch again. You know, you're not having to sit there and watch the on-field like guys walking around. So it's kind of a neat way, I think, to approach a season in one of these games. And so far, I'm really enjoying it. Like, I'm actually find myself like where I actually stopped today because my kids, believe it or not, went back to school today, which is kind of crazy here in the Carolinas. They're going all virtual online right now. We're not actually going to school yet, but they're on school or in school virtually. And so while they were doing that, Dad's in the other room playing MLB The Show 20. That was that was what was going on today. You know, I really found myself here as I stopped to go to record this. I want to go back and continue playing because I enjoyed kind of that pickup here at this moment and continue on. Now, I am playing on beginner mode, so a lot of my hits were straight up home runs. So I'm probably going to bump up the difficulty a little bit, because those games, as much fun as it is to crank out the home runs and kind of see those stars that you know constantly scoring, it does get a little bit, you know, boring after a while where you're constantly doing that. So I'm probably going to kind of back that off a little bit. It'll make it a little bit harder. But yeah, MLB The Show 20. I mean, it's great. Great sports game. And which, by the way, I'm actually a little bit excited for Madden this year. I played it last week a little bit with my son, and well, not with my son, but, you know, kind of just jumping in how he plays it with the Ultimate Team. I was starting to kind of see the appeal of that. And so next month when Madden comes out, I think I'm going to kind of go in day one. He's already bought it. And so we can kind of share games across our Xbox accounts. I think I'm going to jump in with Madden and kind of see how that goes. At kind of that Ultimate Team kind of doing the challenges and all that. I think it could be something that could be pretty fun. So let's talk a little bit about some more video game stuff. And that is this Nintendo Giga Leak. All weekend long, all over my social media feed, I'm seeing all these things about just Nintendo files and images and leaks of all these things coming out. And essentially what it is someone found these two major, like, I don't even know where you would pull these from, but they're giant file dumps of Nintendo kind of private things that suddenly released on the internet this past weekend, I think over on 4chan and all across the internet. And, you know, it's some of these things coming out have just been crazy, crazy things that we never knew were happening. So here's some of the interesting things. And I'm kind of pulling this from an IGN article. They kind of summed a lot of it up, because if you want to chase it all down, it's kind of all over the internet. But literally, somebody dumped just these massive files from Nintendo. You don't see that too often, especially coming from Nintendo. But one of the major ones is that in Super Mario 64, the long rumored just existence of Luigi in that game was confirmed. They confirmed that Luigi was originally in Mario 64. Now, what that would have looked like, how he would have played, not really a ton kind of known there, but the model was in the game. If anything, I mean, if I had to guess, I would think that it probably would have been a lot like, you know, we see in some of the other games here recently, or any of the platformers where he can jump much higher. So imagine having a Luigi where he could do that. I mean, imagine if you even had a Luigi kind of like a Mario 2, where you can kind of spin your feet and kind of run and float a little bit. Like, that would have been really neat to have that in Mario 64. I'm sure there are mods out there that kind of added him in there and did that, but this was kind of confirmation that he was there, ready to go. Another one was the idea that there was actually this Pokemon MMO in development all the way back to as early as 2004, that there was this Chinese company that was kind of involved in this called IQ, and that they worked on this prototype for this Pokemon game that would have connected, I guess, a Game Boy Advance to a PC. So if you were offline, you could have went around and kind of played offline, but then you would have connected to the PC and basically been online with this game, and kind of this hatch system that would have allowed you to kind of play around with that. Like, that in itself, I thought was kind of crazy. A bunch of early maps in Zelda Ocarina of Time. So they kind of had some, you know, outside of just the maps and dungeons that we saw in there, there were some other ones. A very early version of Kokiri Forest, and just some other places kind of in there. There was even some enemies called like a baby skeleton, so it would have been kind of these smaller skeletons. I'm sure they would have been faster than the skeletons that are kind of already in the game. There was a prototype for Yoshi's Island that was dubbed at that time Super Mario Brothers 5. So it looks a lot like the Yoshi's Island that did come out, although it didn't have, like, the maps weren't as big. It looked much more platformy, I guess, if you want to say, than that original game. You know, Yoshi's Island kind of had you going up and down and left and right and all over. This looked a lot more like what would have been an iteration of Super Mario World. And then just obviously with the aesthetics of that. Another very odd game called Super Donkey, which was weird, shows this character that we've never seen before. It doesn't look like Mario, but a lot of people are kind of speculating it was this early version of what a Super Mario World 2 would have looked like. Of course, that ultimately became Yoshi's Island, that I think would have been kind of neat. There were some prototypes for like Mario Kart, some maps that have never appeared in the game. This one kind of got me excited, and I love the look of this character, but this was a Zelda, almost like a Zelda 3 that I guess was supposedly going to come out on the Super Nintendo. From digging through it, a lot of people say it almost looked like a Zelda 2 remake. If you remember Zelda 2, if you've never played Zelda 2, it was just a completely different game than that original Zelda. And I remember saving up my money so much to get that game and getting it and being kind of disappointed. Like, I honestly have gone back kind of through the years a couple times here and there to kind of dip in with the NES Classic. I've actually thought about going back and jumping in to play it and just seeing how different it is, how much my memory remembers what it was and what it really is. But I remember just not really being too hype on it. Like, I was, the lead up to it was hype, and I remember going to KB Toys and buying that game and like just being so hyped, riding in the car and opening it up and everything and then popping it in and just being somewhat disappointed. Like, and maybe that was just the type of gamer I was at that point. But, you know, this idea of having a Zelda 3 on the SNES that kind of looks like A Link to the Past, I think would have just been cool as hell. Like, it looks really, really cool to kind of see that. They also found a Pokemon Diamond and Pearl beta that was there, which was kind of interesting to see that. You know, we don't hear too often about Nintendo doing like a beta. You don't see that too often, right? Some Super Mario World stuff in there where they show off some early just passes on Yoshi's. Looks very, very different than the Yoshi that we know today. Still green, of course, with the saddle, but looking very different, I think, than anything we've kind of seen. There is a sprite of a Luigi giving the middle finger, which I thought was hilarious. Especially you would think that might have been a little bit further along, but this is straight up like a 16-bit Luigi giving the middle finger, which is pretty funny to see that. So lots of stuff out there. If you're interested in any of this, it's almost like history. You know, you think like leaks when it comes to video games always sucks, right, when that happens, especially if you're a developer trying to keep your things under wraps. Leaks do stink. You know, we don't want to see that happening. But in this case, being so far removed from all this stuff, it's almost like a time capsule back into Nintendo's history. So I think that, as fans, it's really interesting to see these things. And hopefully Nintendo isn't too burned or too upset about these things, because I think it's kind of neat. I mean, I'm sure the Luigi middle finger, they're not real too appreciative of that. But I think everything else, it's cool to see, right? I think it's kind of neat. Finally here today, I do want to talk about some information here on the movie side coming about Tenet. Tenet now has been slated for Labor Day weekend on September 3rd. Again, I'm not holding my breath for even New Mutants or this. I think it's still going to be up in the air whether these movies ever do come out in theaters this year. But as of right now, Tenet is September 3rd here in the States. But internationally, it's going to be coming out on August 26th. That's right, nearly a week earlier, which we've seen movies. I mean, even Star Wars is this, usually like a day or two early. That happens a lot. But for a movie of this scale happening over there, it's happening. I mean, I think it's going to stick to that date overseas because so many other countries are doing so much better than we are when it comes to this pandemic that they're okay. Like, it's going to happen over there. Now, here, it's up in the air. Like, I don't know if we're going to be able to be going to the movies to see that. I know personally, I'm not going to the movies to see it. Some of you out there, if you're cool with going to the movies, you're wearing your mask, all that, that's great. It's not happening here with our household. Like, we're just not going to be going to the movies for a long time. So I'm interested to see kind of how it plays out here in the States. And then, you know, that does kind of suck because now I don't know if Tenet is a movie that really could be spoiled. I think maybe the concept of what causes what we see in those trailers of kind of time rewinding and kind of living things forward or backwards, kind of how all that happens. I'm sure there will be something that could be spoiled in that sense. But I think, you know, I wish that they would just do it all at one time. And if you do the one night, two night little advance, that's cool. A week's a long time. Like, that is a long time to put a movie out, especially to the masses. It's one thing when you have like press viewings, that stuff happens a lot. Of course, you have people from the press do what they shouldn't do and put things out. But, you know, I don't know if when you put this out to the masses at this point, you know that movie's going to leak online. You know there's going to be spoilers online, all of that. I don't know. I just kind of wish they would hold it all and just do it all at one time. And, you know, hey, they've been holding this off for kind of the box office money side of things. Does it make sense to do that and then have like things leak online and then people say, you know what, I'm not going to go see it. I can just wait till the release is on digital now that I kind of know what happens. I don't know. I mean, we're in these unprecedented times. Like, we don't know any of these things and how the decisions being made are going to affect kind of the long-term like in this case, the money that could have been made or that will be made. Kind of just, again, interesting times we're living in here, guys. It's kind of wild. All right. Well, that's going to do it for me, guys, for today. If you have any thoughts on anything I talked about today, please hit me on Twitter at Mark Turk, MarkTurc, or of course, email me theenthuselife@gmail.com. I would love to hear your thoughts on all the stories we talked about today. And of course, you know, any stories you guys want me to talk about or any topics. I mean, we're kind of at this point now where we're not always going to have new stories or things to talk about. So if there's a specific topic, a specific guest, maybe you want me to try to chase after, we can do that. You know, I can do that now. Kind of, we're doing this every day, kind of these shorter episodes. It's something we could definitely work on, for sure. So, and again, if you want to help support the show, you can find the Patreon info down in the show notes down below. The Patreon episode will be coming out this weekend. Patreon episode 8 or 9, I think we're going to be going on now. So, you can find that. And of course, if you want to be a part of next month's, follow that information down below in the show notes. And of course, check out all the great content over at Game Insider at game-insider.com. This podcast, of course, is part of that Game Insider network of great shows over there. So if you're interested in any of those shows, check them out over there. I think the Ghost of Tsushima review should be going up very soon over there. So if you're interested in that, and that's going to do it for me, everybody. So again, have a great day. Stay safe. And until next time, we'll catch you later.